Hello, this is Chris Farmer from CorporateCoachGroup.com. Welcome to the podcast. This one is The Best Way to Manage My Team. The Best Way to Manage My Team. Are you interested in learning what is the best way to manage your team? The professional standards for managers fall under six categories. Here are the six major headings for best practice as a manager. 1. Setting and achieving objectives, SMART targets or goals. 2. Excellent communication skills. 3. Prioritization skills, time management and delegation. 4. Handling conflict and poor performance issues. 5. Self-motivation, self-control, self-confidence, self-awareness. 6. Leadership. The ability to inspire others. Let us say a few words on each set. 1. Setting and achieving objectives, SMART targets and goals. The purpose of the team is to achieve its goals, and therefore the first task of a manager is to decide what goal is to be achieved. Goal setting is the first and most important task of the manager, because setting the goal is the first step to achieving it. 2. Excellent communication skills. Setting the goal is step 1. Communicating the goal clearly and persuasively is step 2. The manager must be a good communicator, and on many levels. The manager must understand how to inform, explain, persuade, and motivate others. The manager must also be a good listener. And the manager must also know how to ask the right questions. The manager should also be good at communicating in the written form. Communication is a major skill to master. 3. Prioritization skills, time management and delegation. The goal that you set at point 1 will require a plan capable of achieving it. So planning is on the list of skill sets for the manager to master. The ability to plan breaks down into an extensive list of subset skills, namely prioritization, delegation, preparation, prediction, problem analysis, and organization. The manager's role is to try to ensure that the right things are done by the right people in the right way, and to ensure that it's done in advance of need. 4. Handling conflict and poor performance issues. Even though you may have made good plans, some people won't follow them, and that means that you will have conflict situations to deal with. Conflict is inevitable, since not everyone does what you need them to do. So you need to handle conflict situations properly, meaning you need to handle conflict situations quickly, in private, professionally, non-emotionally, calmly. You need to be clear in your use of language, polite, firm, and to give precise explanation of where the person is out of line, then to make a clear request for a change of behavior and to gain agreement to the corrective action. Conflicts must not degenerate into an emotional war or a battle of wills. Conflict situations should not escalate by the use of too much bad temper. Nor should conflict situations be evaded or ignored. Handling conflict within the team is one of the trickiest parts of the management role, and you may need some training to achieve your best results. If that is true, then please attend our one-day conflict management course. 5. Self-motivation, self-control, self-confidence and self-awareness. To a degree, managers must be emotionally self-sufficient, meaning before they can manage others, they must first be able to manage themselves. Self-management breaks down into multiple subsets. Self-control, self-discipline, self-motivation, self-awareness and self-confidence. Self-control means the ability to stop yourself doing what you really want to do. And self-discipline means the ability to make yourself do the things that you really don't want to do. And self-motivation means the ability to inspire yourself to move towards the goal. And self-awareness means understanding the likely effects of your words and actions on the minds of others. And self-confidence means trusting yourself when others doubt you, while still being able to take note of the reasons for their doubts. The most important person to manage is yourself. 6. Leadership, the ability to inspire others. The last and most difficult role of the manager is that of leadership. All managers need leadership skills, and all leaders need management skills. Leadership is the art of inspiring others to willingly work to achieve a goal. That definition has 3 major terms: inspiring others, willingly work, and achieve a goal. You inspire others by being a role model and a good example. And you can get people to willingly work by showing them the goal, the plan, and the benefits of achieving the goal. You can achieve a goal only by utilizing all 6 qualities of management: goal setting, good communication, good planning, excellent conflict management skills, self-control, and inspirational leadership. Again, if you want any help on any of these, please contact us. Thank you. This is Chris from CorporateCoachGroup.com signing out.